President Trump flew to the battleground state of Michigan today. He visited a Ford plant that switched gears to make ventilators.
Americans who need and want to return to work should not be vilified. They should be supported.
But as much as this trip is about the coronavirus response, it's also about the presidential election in November. National political correspondent Mara Liasson joins us now. Hi, Mara.
Hi, Ari.
What is at stake for President Trump in Michigan?
Michigan is one of those three Democratic so-called blue wall states that the president flipped last time. They're full of white blue-collar voters that make up his base. He won it very narrowly, about 10,000 votes in 2016. And it is a state that he'd like to win again, but it has trended back toward the Democratic column since 2016. And the Democrats have to win it back to have a chance at the White House.
So President Trump will be judged in November on how he handled the coronavirus epidemic. How did he make his case today?
Well, the president is an us-against-them politician, and you just heard him say people who want to return to work should not be vilified. I'm not sure that people who want to return to work are being vilified, but his message is pretty clear. Democrats want to keep the economy shut down. I want to open it up. You know, before the virus hit, he saw the strong economy as his ticket to reelection. Now he's saying the reason he should be reelected is that I can create a great economy again. And in the course of doing that, he's been feuding with a bunch of Democratic governors, including Michigan's governor, Gretchen Whitmer, who he has derided as that woman or half Whitmer. But she's very popular in the state, and her approval ratings are a lot higher in Michigan than the president's.
Part of the fight about getting back to normal is a fight over masks, whether or not to wear them. It is mandatory in Michigan, but Trump was not seen on camera in one. Let's hear how he explained this.
I had one on before. I wore one in this back area, but I didn't want to give the press the pleasure of seeing it. But no, where I had it in the back area, I did put a mask on.
Mara, what message is the president sending here?
The president does not want to be photographed in a mask.
Yeah, now, clearly.
Ford's
he says he doesn't want to give the press the pleasure.
Well, yeah. But Ford issued a statement saying that Bill Ford encouraged the president to wear a mask. And as you heard him say, he did wear one briefly in a private part of the tour, and then he took it off. You know, masks are a new front line in the culture wars. On conservative media, they're called unmanly. Only wimps wear masks. And when asked about why he won't wear one, the president said he wants to get things back to normal as fast as possible. Of course, public health officials will say the more people who wear masks, the faster the economy can open up safely and get back to normal. But he doesn't want to model that behavior. I should say that every one of the Ford executives did wear masks today. And as you said, it actually is a state law. And the attorney general of Michigan asked him to wear a mask, and he just doesn't want to do it.
He also threatened this week to withhold funding from Michigan. Did he give any more details about that today?
Yeah, that's another feud with another female elected official in Michigan, Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. The president attacked her falsely. He said she was sending out absentee ballots. In fact, what she was doing was sending out absentee ballot applications, just as her Republican counterparts in many other states have done. And he went so far as to say that he would withhold federal funding if she didn't stop doing this. He was asked what federal funding would he want to pull from Michigan, and he declined to provide any details. He seems to view any attempt to make it easier for people to vote as something that will hurt Republicans, but there is no evidence that voting by mail or absentee ballot advantages one party over the other. As a matter of fact, Republicans just won a congressional seat in California in a vote-by-mail election.
And just briefly, how unusual is it that he did not mention the catastrophic floods that the state is dealing with right now?
Well, he was asked about the floods, and he said that FEMA was on the ground, but he was sticking to the message of this trip, and he was not talking about flooding. What he was talking about was getting the economy open again. He did not want to be distracted by face masks or floods.
National political correspondent Mara Liasson, thank you.
Thank you.